Oh, right. Bonfire time.
Let me tell it.
Nolan, you always tell it. Let Leah do it.
Thank you, Kiki.
Come on, Leah, tell it. They want to hear it.
Hi, everyone. My name is Leah, and this is my year to tell the campfire story. So here it goes. I believe in ghosts, or version of ghosts. Always have. I mean, why not? They can do anything they want. Walk through walls, travel by floating, invisible when they want to be. Actually seems pretty great. In the middle of my sixth grade year, my parents moved from Chicago to Wisconsin. I became an invisible girl with invisible friends and a visible fear of everything. So after 6 weeks of being invisible at my new school, my parents decided summer camp was a great idea. So they Googled camps and found Camp Luna Pines. And the next thing I knew, I was being dropped off and sneaking my headphones into my backpack. I immediately realized I arrived late and followed a pack of campers into the auditorium for Counselor Rob's early camp speech, accompanied by a PowerPoint.
Now the campfire has been officially lit. Welcome to Camp Luna Pines.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
All right, it's time for the 20th annual croissant hunt. This team hunt will begin in 3 minutes at 8 p.m. and will end with a winner or not with the camp bells ring at midnight. No exceptions. And please remember the story about the Echo 5.
What happened to the Echo 5?
That means no leaving the boundaries. There will be counselors along the perimeter. Okay, a quick review of the rules. Most of you already know the drill. Number one, team of five. Number two, you've received a starter clue, a checklist of the five objects you seek to find, five photo fleet, a map, and whistle. Three, designate one of your members to be the photographer. They will be the only team member with a cell phone. As always, phones should be in airplane mode. Phones are for photos and emergencies. 3.5, remember that. Take a photo with the object for it to count as found. 4, return the compass of camp with photo proof of the hunt's tasks. And your team will be rewarded with the Crescent Cup, which comes with tons of camp perks for the whole summer. And number 5, good luck and let the hunt begin.
Arriving late, missing the bonfire, being the new girl again, and standing in a sea of campers, I was definitely not doing this hunt. With my headphones on, I started to grab my bag and head to my bunk. That's when I met Audrey and Kiki.
Hey, have you seen Kate?
What?
Kate, have you seen her?
I don't know who that is.
Hey, where's your team?
I don't have one. I don't know anyone. Besides, this isn't really my sort of thing. I'm not so super social, and I tend to get freaked out easily. My parents made me come here for the
That's
summer.
Right. Middle school kids can be brutal. You can join us if you want.
You should know. We're on a mission this year.
A mission to win.
Michael and Nolan, this is... What was your name?
Leah.
Leah, she's new to camp, and everyone else already teamed up.
Everyone else are the worst.
Let's go then. She must not be playing this year, or maybe she went ahead to get us the final item we couldn't find last year.
Cool. What's the first clue say?
I stay in the corner, but travel around the world. Where am I?
How can you stay in one place but also travel?
It's a stamp. It goes in the corner of a letter, but the letter goes all over the world.
Our team just got an upgrade.
Okay, going. Oh, wait. Who's going to be the photographer?
Got it. It's settled, Leah. You're the photographer.
Okay. Hey, wait up. So, maybe I was going to do this team hunt after all. Here goes nothing. First stop, the camp mailbox.
This is our year. It has to be.
How many years have you been trying?
A long time.
Last year, we came close. We got to the final location, but couldn't find the item in time.
Look, a suitcase.
Well, open it up.
Look, there are cards inside. If a falcon flies from Maine to Venezuela for the winter and then meets up with a new crew of falcons and follows them to Nigeria, what am I?
A Superman.
Nolan.
That falcon sure is a frequent flyer.
I know Venezuela is in South America, but I can't remember where.
You're an L.
You're not a loser. Don't listen to that.
No. Maine is way north, In North America, Venezuela is at the top of South America, and Nigeria is in Africa. If you connect the dots, it makes an L shape.
What? I really like geography. What's next?
There's binocular and three more clue cards. Two marsupials, an Asian form of unarmed combat, both north and south. What am I?
Well, I take unarmed classes on Wednesdays, aka karate in Japan. So Japan?
The marsupials are from Australia, and north and south are Americas.
Cool. Japan, Australia, north and south Americas. What could that be?
The first clue was an L, so this must be a letter too.
But those don't make a letter when connecting the dots.
Right, but what do they all have in common? Two marsupials could be kangaroo and koala.
The cute ones.
Exactly. And then karate, like Nolan said.
Yeah.
And north and south could also be Korea.
Okay, so K. K and L.
Check it out. The rims of these binoculars have two O's drawn on them.
And here's another clue. I come first in Portugal and second in Spain. I appear once in airplanes and twice in passports. What am I?
Portugal and Spain? Airplanes and passports. Well, what do these all have in common?
Oh, I see. It's definitely in Portugal, second in Spain, once in airplanes, and twice in passports.
Awesome, Michael. One more.
Last card. Don't forget to pack one of these. I go up when the rain comes down. What am I? This is just the beginning, and just the beginning is in bold.
Oh, it's an umbrella.
And U is in the beginning. So we have U-P-L-K-O-O. Pool UK?
Pull up.
Look up.
Everyone, look up. Over there, the bandana. It's hanging from the flagpole.
How are we going to get it?
Here, Michael. Get on my shoulders.
Okay.
Or a way better idea. Why don't we just use this ladder right over here?
Way easier.
Nolan could have lifted me.
I mean, for sure.
You're literally twice the size.
Go ahead, Leah. We'll hold the ladder for you.
Yeah, Leah. Climb up.
I'm okay. I'm not a huge fan of heights.
Come on, Leah. You can do it.
Yeah, we'll see you in the fall.
I can't.
You gotta open your eyes.
You got this.
You're halfway.
Almost there.
Item number one, the bandana.
Yeah.
We did it. I'll take it. Whoa. This phone is way different.
You don't have an iPhone?
No phone anymore.
That's cool. Just hit the circle at the bottom of the screen.
Okay. Oh, what's the jump?
World tallest girl. That's Celia.
Look.
All right.
The next clue is attached to the bandana. It's been a hot day. You're about to burst. Rush to this to quench your thirst. Maybe you two check the drink machines and we'll check the dining hall. Blow your whistle if you find it. Cool?
It was fun being a part of a group, and I actually seemed to be helping my group, which was awesome. I tucked the bandana into my backpack with my headphones. For the first time in a while, I didn't need them. We followed the clue to a possible location for the next item.
Locked. So it's definitely not in the dining hall.
Where else can we look? First, the sink?
Refrigerator?
Who are the Echo 5?
Huh?
Counselor Rob mentioned the Echo 5. I missed the story, I guess.
Yeah, they tell their story at the bonfire. Echo 5 are a group who found the Gondolin Cave during Crescenheim's first year. The summer of 2000. But a rock slide closed their way out. They were never found.
Some say their ghosts have finished business and still haunt. Late at night, you can hear the echoes of their voices or whistles or rocks being scratched together.
What was that?
Just boys. Maybe they found something. Come on, let's go.
Oh, do you think they heard us?
Try again.
We heard you.
Look.
Of course. The water fountain.
Yeah, we were on our way to the vending machines when we saw the water fountain, and then this. The water side, there's this revolving dial thingy with a locked box attached to it. We need four numbers for the dial code. But how are we supposed to come up with the numbers?
Well, It says here on the side of the fountain, we have to choose someone to go into the girl's bathroom stall. But the answer to the code is the only trick that person cannot talk once they enter the bathroom.
Not going in there. The light's out.
It's cool, Leah. I got it.
What is she doing?
No clue. Just do some numbers, Audrey.
She knocked 5 times. It must be 5.
Wait, it's got to correspond to this key code. Do it again, Audrey. She's using a dot and a slash, which according to this Morse code chart is a 2. Next one, please, Audrey. That's 6, right? Can you knock once for yes and twice for no?
What? Okay. Can I try?
Definitely.
That's the opposite of 6. So 4, yes or no? Yes.
And the last one. 5?
Oh, those were short slides, not knocks, right? That's 0.
All right, so I turn the dial to the code 2640, and the box is open. Nice.
Let's go.
You can come out now, Audrey.
Hey, look, there's a sketchbook in this box. Whoa, the sketches in this book are really good.
Thanks. Just kidding. I have no idea who drew those. Whoa, those are really good. I used to want to be an artist.
Not anymore?
Nah, I changed my mind, I guess.
Okay, the photo challenge is sculptures.
Wait, there's a bathing suit in the box too, and it says, take me swimming. It's gotta be a lake. Last one there.
We rushed to the lake. I ran faster than I ever had to keep up. Our team was seriously on a mission, and I was on a mission not to get freaked out.